Yesterday, President Trump granted refugee status to a few dozen different families from South Africa, some white farmers who are being persecuted by, well, you know who. And of course, the Democrats and the liberal media are very upset about these new refugees because, well, you know why. Instead of being a bunch of brown military men who can't even read or write, these are nice, educated families who, as you can see here, are waving American flags and very grateful to come to our country. They already look like Americans. They are Americans.
Welcome. Welcome to the United States of America.
A lot of you, I think, are farmers, right? When you have quality seeds, you can put them in foreign soil and they will blossom, they will bloom. And we are excited to welcome you here to our country where we think you will bloom and we will hopefully allow you to have fulfilling lives for your children. And then we will benefit alongside you.
This is a video that the State Department put out, by the way. Now, compare these nice refugees to the millions that the Democrats brought in during the Biden administration.
Tonight, along a roadway in southern Mexico, a seemingly endless stream of people making their way on foot towards the United States.
Where are the women and children? There are no families here. These are all just military-age men because, of course, this was an invasion. Sorry, but we've already filled our diversity quota, and so now it's time for some nice families of European descent to arrive here. This, again, more footage of the welcoming ceremony yesterday. They had to flee South Africa because it's getting increasingly unsafe for them over there, in large part because of the communist leader Julius Malema spreading this kind of anti-white sentiment among his followers.
So these people, when you want to hit them hard, go after a white man. They feel a terrible pain because you have touched a white man. We are starting with this whiteness. We are cutting the throat of whiteness.
Here they are singing their famous song about unaliving the white people. That's their party's anthem. But the Jewish ADL and the liberal media industrial complex says that if you are concerned about the white farmers over there and their well-being, you are a racist. The Episcopal Church, which is just an abomination of a denomination that masquerades as a Christian church, but they're really just a church of Satan. They have LGBTQ pastors. They endorse abortion. And now they're saying that they're not going to help resettle the white South Africans that were just granted refugee status, even though they've been instrumental, along with various other organizations who you're not supposed to name, not supposed to talk about their goals, instrumental in flooding and relocating the millions of brown fake refugees. So according to the liberal media industrial complex and the leftist organizations like George Soros' Open Society Foundation, these are the good refugees who we don't even know who they are, haven't been vetted, just allowed to flood, invade our country by the millions. But these refugee families who have all been properly vetted, who we know exactly who they are and what they do, their skills, the benefits they're going to bring to our country, these are the bad ones. While CNN denied the invasion of millions during the Obama administration, and then when they couldn't cover that up anymore, of course, spun it as being a good thing, as Anderson Cooper said, to make white people a minority. This is what he has to say about the few dozen families who just arrived yesterday.
Joining us now is New York Times columnist Nicholas Kristof. Nick, you say this whole situation upside down, the idea that there's a genocide of white farmers. I mean, why do you think the Trump administration is doing this?
In order to protect them, you moron.
Well, I mean, he's completely turned refugee policy upside down.
That's right. He properly vetted these people. They're fleeing an actual threat instead of just coming to our country to leech off of the government teat.
In ways that reflect racial discrimination. I mean, he's not, the Afrikaner farmers are not suffering from that. It is true that some have been murdered.
Oh, only some. No big deal. Just let them fend for themselves over there.
And you know, these Afrikaners are among the most privileged people on the entire continent. They are the, you know, they are assets or the the white South Africans have assets 20 times greater than those of black South Africans on average.
Yeah, that's why they're being targeted. That's why they had to escape, because of the angry mobs of, well, the you-know-whos. This comic illustrates the situation. There's a pink-haired, obese feminist, refugees welcome, until she sees that they are white and from South Africa. This from NBC News. White South Africans arrive in the U.S. as refugees protected under Trump's carve-out. Oh, no. The newly arrived people are from the ethnic minority of Afrikaners, the group of whites who ruled South Africa during apartheid. Oh, like, what was that, 50, 60 years ago? And if you want to actually see what happened once apartheid ended, once the native population started taking control, you can go and look up this documentary on YouTube, Africa Blood and Guts, a.k.a. Africa Audio, I think it's called. Just go and watch this. This is on YouTube Movies. I think you have to pay or rent it here, but there used to be, and there still may be, other copies for free. And it documents what happens when the colonists were forced out of power. Here is an angry black woman who is a regular panelist on CNN giving her two cents.
And part of that is that the people who are native to that land deserve their rightful land back. That is not what the Afrikaners actually want to have happen, which are the white Africans. And so who are not originally from Africa, who call.
So they were immigrants then who immigrated to Africa in order to help it become more diverse. But of course, she doesn't want that.
Who colonized South Africa also. And so that
improved it.
That is what they are saying is discrimination. Now, if the Constitution in South Africa is discriminatory, they have their checks and balances in that land, just like we do. And that is for them to. So if the Afrikaners don't actually like the land, they can leave that country.
They are. They're leaving to come here.
No.
They can these refugees
go,
are coming here.
They can actually leave and go to where their native land is, which is probably Germany.
Are you against them coming here?
Holland, probably.
Holland.
These people are the descendants of the Afrikaners who first colonized South Africa. They were born in South Africa. That is their birthplace. It's going to be a stage four Trump derangement syndrome summer. Here's Jimmy Kimmel admitting that he has it and thinks that everybody should have it.
I'm an optimistic person. I'm not hysterical. I laugh when people say, oh, you've got.
You're not hysterical. You cried on air after election night, sir.
Trump derangement syndrome. Yeah. If you're a reasonable person, you should have Trump derangement syndrome. Right. And by the way, I think he has derangement syndrome about us, too. The fact of the matter is, this is a dangerous person. This is a stupid person.
Actually, not only is he a stable genius, but he's far more hilarious than any of the supposed comics on the brand name networks.
I mean, I'll tell you a story. A friend of mine who's a businessman, very, very, very top guy. Most of you would have heard of him. A highly neurotic, brilliant businessman, seriously overweight. And he takes the fat shot drug.
Ozempic or the generics or alternatives.
And he called me up and he said, President, he calls me, he used to call me Donald, now he calls me President, so that's nice respect, but he's a rough guy, smart guy, very successful, very rich. I wouldn't even know how we would know this, but because he's got comments. President, could I ask you a question? What? I'm in London and I just paid for this damn fat drug I take. I said, it's not working. He said, I just paid $88, and in New York I paid $1,300. What the hell is going on?
This was in response to his new executive order aimed at lowering the cost of prescription drug prices in America, which I'm sure now the Democrats and the liberal media will oppose. They'll be on the side of higher drug prices, more money in the pockets of big pharma executives. I'm Mark Dice. Thanks for watching. Subscribe to my channel if you're new here. And if you want to sponsor my work and get access to some great uncensored clips that I can't show here on YouTube, then follow me over on Locals. It's a subscription-only blog. It's $5 a month. Your sponsorship helps support my work. So click the link in the description below, head on over there, and check it out.